We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Before we talk about Kirk Cousins, we have to talk about this. Quite literally, if we don't, I do believe that our boss will come in and make the two hosts of this show from a written form letter read this as if we were being held hostage. So we better get it talked about now, and we better talk about it often, because people are going to be upset. Even though I thought that we mentioned it plenty at the beginning of the show, but what the hell? Baker Mayfield is off of social media. Should we hit breaking news? Should that be breaking news?
No, it happened yesterday.
Obviously, it's that important that the quarterback of the Browns is no longer on social media.
I'll defend the boss and say you never said Baker Mayfield. You said that guy.
Okay, company man. I just want everybody to hear who the company man is.
That's
corporate
right.
Ass kisser, Owen Lotteman over there.
Anywho, an extra week off, guys.
Anywho, Baker Mayfield says he's off of social media. Now, I don't have Instagram, so I wouldn't know. I'm but a caveman. I wouldn't know. What is the post that he put on social media? I thought I'd get a laugh out of you. I got nothing there. You're reading stuff on the internet.
I have it right here. It says, getting off social media for the foreseeable future. Got to do what's best to focus on me, my family, and loved ones. Appreciate all the support. Time to get right. Then he adds on, if it's a business or marketing inquiry, contact, and he has contact information.
Well, you might as well give the contact information.
It's
that's
public.
That's the release.
But here's the issue. Here's
at CTALBY.
Here's the issue. Like if
CDLB.
If I am a company and I'd like to do marketing with Baker, I don't want to hear that you're off social media. I need you to be on social media because if it just becomes a pay to play thing, then people aren't going to enjoy your social media as much, and I'm not getting the bang for my buck as a sponsor or a potential advertising partner or marketing partner.
Okay, but like you've heard of the Iron Sheik. He doesn't actually tweet his tweets. Somebody else does. You could always have somebody else do that if you wanted to. That's perfectly fine. I got to stand up and finally. Son, it took you 4.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, you did it. I don't believe that it's going to be here for very long, but I'm glad he did it. I'm very happy that he did. I don't necessarily care for the circumstances of how he did it, whatever. Mm-hmm. I think we're getting a little sensitive on things. I don't want one of my coworkers to be the reason he got out of there, but I've been saying for a long time, it's become very petty, very personal, whether it be fans. And, boy, you almost shut me up real quick the other day when you brought up, okay, Kevin Durant. I go, Kevin Durant's one of the two best players in the NBA at any given time, or number one at any given time. Arguing with teenagers on the internet seems to work for whatever reason with Kevin Durant. It doesn't for Baker Mayfield. I don't think he should care about anything that we say. I don't think because, I have to state this, and it's completely obvious. Bob in Waynesburg, Jeff in Middleburg Heights, Anthony Lima, Owen and Avon Lake, Kenny Carmen, Adam the Bull, whoever it is, we're not playing against him or with him on Sunday. None of this matters. It doesn't matter. None of this truly matters. But you brought up some, and some people are going, oh my God. Oh, geez, this is terrible. You brought up a rumor that you were hearing, was it Bull, right? Bull said he got something from a source.
He said he got a text.
Yeah. So Bull said on the afternoon show 2 weeks ago, he got a text saying that Andrew Berry and Paul DiModesta are willing to move on. Kevin Stefanski's willing to move on. Jimmy Haslam, it would take some convincing. And I go, no kidding it would take some convincing. If I own the football team And it took me 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, 8 years, however long it was, to draft the guy to start getting the thing going right. Yeah, I'd want to give that guy every opportunity in the world to get the nose up on the thing, considering that the NFL set me up with a guy who derides my every single decision on social media and on frequent television show hosts, or frequent television shows and radio shows, and in print media as well. I have other guys that are basically out of the league anymore that other people told me were good hires for my football team. I went 1-31 on purpose. I have a guy that I coached and gave him every single opportunity to continue to be the coach of my football team. I had to let him go because he was getting in the way because of his own bloated ego, and now he rips me every chance he gets. Baker Mayfield going to the playoffs last year, myself, if I were the owner, and I just told you all that stuff, it was like, yeah, I'd probably be a little bit of a fanboy and a little hoping that, yeah, that guy was able to get it. You have to convince me beyond a shadow of a doubt that this is the right move, because if that guy goes somewhere else and does well, or I move on from this guy and what I replace him with just isn't good enough, I'm the owner. I'm the one left holding the bag. I don't think that's scary. That shouldn't be scary. But right now, he's the guy that Baker Mayfield has to convince. And I don't think, and they shouldn't care, what I have to say or what Adam has to say or anything like that. They need to make the decision possible. And I don't think that they do care. For whatever reason, Baker has. He's cared about what I say and you say, and obviously Dustin and Colin Cowherd and Jim Rome and the fabulous sports babe and whoever else.
Ron Barr.
If Pete Franklin were still with us, he'd certainly give a damn what Pete Franklin has to say. God rest his soul. Everybody. I mean, everybody. And Thor Tolo, who cares? You shouldn't care. We don't play against you. It doesn't matter. And if you win, we don't stop doing radio shows. And if you lose, we don't stop doing radio shows.
Listen,
it's
guys,
all over there.
I know that there are fans, mostly younger fans. It's a younger generation, a younger demo, that loved how Baker shot back at guys like Colin Cowherd. But there are smart people in the Browns building who are like, this never works. We've been around too long. We've seen it. We've seen this happen with other players. It just never works. What does work is just trying to do your best shutting people up on the field. And people will say, well, this is the motivation that Baker needs. Yeah, that works maybe your rookie year. That works into your second year. And you hear rookies all the time. They chart all the guys that were taken ahead of them. Well, Baker was number one. Baker was number one pick in the draft. Eventually, your incentive should be just winning on its own merits and earning that next contract. And unfortunately, it didn't work out this year because of the injury and because of the free fall during the year. And it ended with utter humiliation in Pittsburgh. One of the more humiliating days for a Cleveland Browns fan and Cleveland Browns players. And the owners were there and the family was there. They were all there hearing an entire stadium chant, Cleveland sucks and Baker sucks. And that's what they're worried about. They can never let that happen again, because the next time that happens, people are going to lose their jobs. And it's not just going to be Baker Mayfield. It's going to be front office people. It's going to be head coaches. That's how it works in this league.
Yep.
And so they, I'm sure they're all happy and probably going, finally you decide to get off social media.
I pray.
But thank God that you did. Hopefully it's not too late.
And I pray that he's genuine about this and stays off of social media. I really sincerely do. I hope that he's not listening. I hope that he's not watching. I hope whatever he's doing can find some peace and get ready for the season. Because whether you guys like it or not, and it seems that 5% of you absolutely hate it, 5% of you absolutely love it, 90% I think that you're supportive, but if you found Aaron Rodgers on your doorstep tomorrow, you would just support Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
And that's perfectly fine and fair. That doesn't make you a bad fan. You want what's best for the football team, because you're also, then this is why fans feel like owners, because they feel like they're the ones left holding the bag when these things don't work out. He's still the most realistic option going into 2022, because he's currently on the roster and he's currently owed $19 million. So no matter what mean things that we have to say, other than I don't know what the guy said about it, honestly. Did Dustin just say he wasn't a very good quarterback? Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. So whatever mean things that we have to say, which basically was, no, he wasn't playing very well last year. I don't think that anybody would disagree with that, no matter what they want to, what excuse they want to give him or what argument they want to give against him. No one can say he was playing very well. Whatever mean or unfair or really fair thing it said, he's the most realistic quarterback. So right now I have to hope that, yes, whatever you can do to focus yourself into getting back to where you were at the end of last year, to what we saw in the first Kansas City game, please do it. I beg you, do it. Do it. Because as of right now, as of January 26, you're the starter going into next year. And people just lose their jobs if you don't do well. And we'll just waste another year of really good football players that we're all begging for during 1-31. And ultimately, again, the owner's the one left holding the bag, but really it's the fans who are the ones left holding the bag if you don't work out. So you can get all the weird 40-plus-year-olds who want to name their kid after you, and all the other weird 40-plus-year-olds who, if you went and gave them a big bowl of ice cream, would complain if it wasn't chocolate or strawberry at you and cuss you out and hate your guts. That doesn't matter. Because you got to save your own career right now. You are in save mode. You better figure it out. So get off of social media. Stop listening to this crap, whatever you do. I don't care. Just get back to whatever you can do to get this thing going again. Because at the end of last year, that wasn't you. You know you were stuck in your own head. 216-578-0092. Speaking of the devil, and this is why I do pull for him, I'm not interested in all in Kirk Cousins. We'll get to that next. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lyman, Colin Sexton might be back this spring, according to him, coming up at 8 o'clock on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.